I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. A large number of dead fish were found at the top of the Black Warrior River this weekend. APR student reporter Katie Willem has more.
State officials are investigating after dozens of dead fish were found at Mulberry Fork, south of Jasper, which is near the William Crawford Gorgas Power Plant, operated by Alabama Power. Lance LaFleur is the director of the Alabama Department of Environmental Management.
He says ADEM is collaborating with other organizations to figure out what happened.
Our people are continuing to investigate. They're taking samples and working with the Alabama Department of Conservation, Natural Resources, and others in the area to try to zero in on what the cause of the fish kill might be.
Alabama Power is also participating in the investigation. As of right now, it is unclear whether the fish kill is connected to the plant's operations. For APR News, I'm Katie Willem in Tuscaloosa.
The last part of Interstate 22 connecting Birmingham to Memphis, Tennessee is complete. A ribbon cutting was held this morning by Jefferson County officials and Alabama Governor Robert Bentley. The Alabama Department of Transportation started developing I-22, formerly known as Corridor X, in 1984. The project is the biggest in LDOT's history, costing more than $1 billion to complete. The final piece of road connecting I-22 to I-65 began in 2010, costing $168 million. It has a network of 14 bridges and ramps, and it intersects I-65 between Birmingham and Fultondale. The Alzheimer's Association in Alabama and the Team Florida Panhandle is hosting their annual Longest Day events around the state. The event got its name from the fact that today is the summer solstice, which is the longest day of the year. Supporters of this campaign will spend the day doing anything like planting flowers, going bowling, and holding silent auctions to raise money to help Alzheimer's patients. Chapter spokeswoman Amy Johnson says the event is meant to bring families and their loved ones together to raise money for awareness of Alzheimer's.
June is Brain Awareness Month, also known as BAM. And so we are really working hard to make sure that people are talking about Alzheimer's, that they realize that it is the sixth leading cause of death in the nation and is the only one in the top 10 that there is no prevention for.
There are currently 10 volunteer teams in the Birmingham area. Clear skies in the Tennessee Valley as well as central and west Alabama tonight with lows in the mid-60s, and partly cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the lower 70s. I'm Mackenzie Bates reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.